The fact that we read Parshas Zohar for the Shabbos before Purim, that's only Takanas Chachamim, because Purim goes to Rabbah. But the fact that we have to read once a year every year, that may well be Chiyuv Daraisa. The Magen Avraham points out that the person missed Parshas Zohar for the Shabbos before Purim, we should have in mind that Parshas Kiseisa. And then Parshas Kiseisa, we want to be able to Parshas Zohar. People who didn't hear Parshas Zohar on the Shabbos before them. They didn't get right there. Magen Avraham also points out a bit of a chiddush in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. He quotes the Yalkut Shimoni that it appears, just like Parshas Zohar, as the chiddush Hamalek is a chiddush deraisa to lain. Mitzvah Haksav, the Gemara in the Gimel, brings up in the Pasuk. It tells us the Shlomo says that the Parshas Zohar, you have to be able to daf to my name in the Haksav in the Sefer. And the Rosh says it has to daf to that Sefer with the Minyan. So the Magen Avraham claims that all these same dealing apply to the Parsha of Tet Miriam. It's mentioned in this week's Sefer. The end of the Sefer says, Shlomo Chag B'nei Ba'Sarah, Mishmur Yosh, the last is Kol Asher Yor Eretzem HaSarhanim, and then it says that Zohar is the Shlomo Chag B'nei Ba'Sarah, Miriam. Magen Avraham asks, why weren't Hachamim Misakim a special parsha Chet Miriam, with a special haftarah with the whole that Gabbai should announce, everybody should have in mind, the Yetzir, the tree, with the brach, and everything. But he says that it's a Gnai to Miriam to make a big simit about it, that everybody should know that we're going to read about Chet Miriam. But he says it is a mitzvah that he suggests that even though he quotes the Alpha Shimon, he says like the Ramban says that mitzvah is Mechadet that Amizot. And the Hashmata to the Sefer Mitzvah, he thinks that maybe Zechiris Chet Miriam is a Mitzvah testament out there. The other Rishonim don't discuss it, don't count it as one of the Mitzvahs. But the Magen Avraham puts the Alpha Shimon like that, a medicine, I think the Sefer is like the Ramban. So that's what the Magen Avraham says, that when the Balkari learns Fascist Kiseta, you should have in mind to make the everybody on these two Zechiris, on the Zechiris Chet Miriam and on the Zechiris Amolek. That's the case in this part is Amolek and Shabbat Parshas Zohar. Parshas Kiseta is a very rich seder. It has a lot of Noshim Lezikin and many other things as well. Let's go through some of the halachas. There's a very famous comment that's said over in the name of the Vilna Gaon in the beginning of the seder. The Chumash describes the way a man has two wives and each wife has a child. They both have a child. And the Bchor is born from the wife who is the steward, the one that he doesn't like. So the passage sounds like it says, Yogalobonim who Ahuva Hasnua, the Ahuva had a baby, and then the steward had a baby, and the Bchor had the steward. How could the Bchor have the steward if the Ahuva had the baby first? How is that possible? If the Ahuva gave
birth?
Teterechem. Teterechem is a din for picking up them, is a din of Teterechem. But here the Polish is speaking about Tishnayim, here it doesn't depend on Teterechem, here it depends on the father's first child. If the father has 10 wives, it all depends, and they had already children from another husband, from a previous husband. So whichever child was born first to him, even though the child was not, there's no picking up them on that child. It's not a tetere. Whichever child is his firstborn, if it's a boy, but the court, if it's a girl, it's not. Nothing. But if the firstborn is a boy, then it's a court. So how did the Chumash say, Yogalabonim ho Ahuvah ha'snuwa, the Ahuvah had a baby, the Snuwa had a baby, and it turned out that the Snuwa had a court. How is that possible? So they say the name of the Vilna Gaon, the Teretz is that the Shnua became pregnant before the Ahuva. But even though the older Lavan and the later, the Ahuva had the baby first, but the Chor will be the brain of the Shnua because that baby was conceived earlier. That's what they call the name of the Vilna Gaon. So after the Vilna Gaon passed away, they were quoting the name of the Vilna Gaon. So the Dayanim and Vilna said that it's wrong. That it is not true. Now, Lachit doesn't depend on to determine whether the child is a Koranach is not a nice, sharp shekel. But it's not right. It didn't depend. And when the later is not when the conception is. That's when they put up a cruise that people shouldn't have made an Issa, that people shouldn't say other things or print things in the name of the Vilna Gaon without their permission because people were misquoting the Gaon's Vilna, both in Halacha and both in Gemara. He's not. Right. You see, the din is not true. Whoever's one first is a square, no matter who is the thiefer. The conception is lamala lama. But then the Dayanim saying this is only going to this stage. What he said was just the reverse. So he gave a whole interpretation. Yodala means the conception was that Ahuva. The Ahuva can see first. Yodala doesn't mean the birth. Yodala means the Ahuva can see, then the Suha can see. But then the Suha gave birth first. But because the Suha gave birth first, that's why the Dayanah Suha is the cross. Whatever it is, Halacha Maisa, the whole test was wrong. The thing is that it depends on the later. And then the Chumash has. Lava is not in order. Not in order. Or if it is in order, then you say the older goes on the conception, doesn't go on later, which is probably not fair. Then the pasuk continues with the dinam of Savor. V'hoya b'yom hanchilo az banav eita shegi alo. So the Gemara, the Mishnah in Balabasa learned out from this pasuk that the father has the right to make a Savor. Hatorah nosna mishus la'av l'han chalokol mishu yirtzim. Because otherwise, what do you mean when it comes the day that the father is about to give over the Yerusha to his children? When it comes the day that he's about to die. When he gives over the Yerusha, the man doesn't give over. The Malacham Ovis causes the person to die, and then if he dies, so the Yerusha goes to the Yerusha. What do you mean he's manchil? Hoy b'yom hanchilo az banov. Lo yuchal l'vaka, the Torah gives rules and regulations. What are the rules? He dies, and the Yerusha goes to the children. What are they discussing? You see from the pasuk that the father is a balabot. That's how the Mishnah quotes Rebbechem and Joycha, and that's how he passed it. However, the Mishnah says that there are limitations. That's only Bein Bein Abonis or Bas Bein Abonis. If a man has a lot of sons, so then he can say, I want to give all the Yerusha to this son. I want to give, he has five sons, and I want to give three quarters of the Yerusha to this son, half of the Yerusha to this son. He has to say number one in the positive, he can't say in the negative, this son should not get anything. If he says in the negative, then the Mishnah says there's no good. That's the same, the positive. This son should get everything. Or this son should get three quarters of the Yerusha. Number two, he has to say, on Misha Roy Eliyarsha. If he has sons and daughters, so the daughters don't get a penny, calls Mamadera's son. So then he cannot say, I'm leaving some Yerusha to my daughter. He didn't tell us. He only has the right to leave all the Yerusha to this son. Or if he has no sons, if he has only daughters, then he can pick out Bas Ben Ambonis. Or if he has daughters, then he has cousins. He can't say, I want to leave the Yerusha to my cousin. He can't say, I want to leave the Yerusha to a good friend of mine. There is no such thing. He can make a kinyan if he wants. But if he makes a kinyan, then it has to be mechayim. There's no get lahamisa. It's the first that in the tradition. There's no kinyan lahamisa. There's no shtar lahamisa.
Can you say prayer to Mishmash
about the
father that
the
daughter should get one
kinyan?
The Yerusha should divide up.
Not exactly divide up. No, there's a takana. That's in Sufis. There's a takana tatanayim. That when the father dies and he leaves single daughters and they not yet married, so they get panos, they get isa mechazos. Each daughter gets one tenth of what's left. So the father leaves $100,000, so one daughter gets $10,000 and she's about to get married. Then when the next daughter is about to, the young daughter is about to get married, then she gets $9,000, one tenth of what's left. And when the next daughter is about to get married, she gets one tenth of what's left, and so on. And then the sons divide everything up. That's the Takana de Rabbanon. That's the Takana de Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, we treat it a little bit like Yerusha. Right, the Pasuk tells you the father has the right to make a Tzavor, but it's restricted. He can't make a Tzavor to leave whatever he wants in his will. He can't leave to distant relatives and to friends and so on. That's not a Tzavor. If he wants to leave to a yeshiva, to a tzedakah,
right. That's
the
rule that he can't change?
That he can't. He cannot change that either, right. The Tishnayim has to go to the Kor. The question is, let's say he wants to leave all the Yerusha to one son who is not the Kor. He has five sons, and one is the Kor, is entitled to Tishnayim. So the Chumash says, if he can say that, even if he says in the positive, the Kor cannot be cheated out from his Tishnayim. So the question is, what exactly does that mean, Halacha Maisa? That's also made the machloikis among the Paskin. Hashem and Chashmish, but had a Paskin. But it means, Kor is entitled to Tishnai, means he gets a chelik pshitas and he gets a chelik kor. Let's say a man has five sons and one happens to be the first child. Five sons and five daughters. And the first child to be born happens to be a son. Reuven. First child to be born was a son.
So if Reuven is considered as if he's two sons, he counts as two sons, and you divide the Yerusha, instead of dividing into five shares, you divide into six shares, and he gets 2/6. He gets 1/3. And the others all get 1/5 each. How could that be? 1/6 each. Oh, so what if he says, I want my third son? The others are all businessmen, they make a living. The third son learns in Akelon, he has a lot of children. He says, I want to leave all the Yerusha to my third son. If he says, I don't want my other five sons to get any Yerusha, he says it in the negative, then it doesn't work. But if he says the same thing in the positive, then it will work. Exact same result. If he says in the negative, each plony lo yitol, it doesn't work. If he says in the positive, it does work. However, the Gemara says that there's still a limitation, he can't keep the korb in the kishron. So exactly what that means is the following machloikis. The korb is entitled to two shares. If he were two sons, there only, let's say, five sons and five daughters, so the five daughters don't get anything, except for the tachanas nacham, they get the, if they're still single, so they get the yitzin achas. From an atar, they don't get anything, the five sons get the yerushas. Instead of dividing into five parts, and each son gets 1/5, you divide them into six parts, and the four sons get 1/6 each, and the chor gets 2/6, he gets 1/3. Now the question is, what if he says the third son sits in the kailal, and the others are in business, and he needs the money more than them, because they want to leave all the yerushas to the third son. So fine, the third son gets all he can possibly get, but he can't cheat the chor from the tishnai. What does that mean exactly? The one day in Parshkim is that the chor has to get his full 1/3, his 2/6 to get. And whatever else is available, in other words, the other 4/6, so that you give to the one that the father singled out. Another day is, no, you cannot cheat the chor of the tishnai, of the extra chelik, the extra chelik of the second share, but the one share, chelik of shitus. So it's like I can cheat the other son, but the chelik of shitus, so the chor is not a yachlin to get to the chelik of shitus, it's the same as all the other children. So the chor will get the 1/6 that he's entitled to as tishnai only, and his tiefot, and his basic share, can be cheated away from him and given to the kohen. You have to have a din teretz, as he said. You have to decide what the din is. That's time of question.
Isn't the first sheet against the congregation offering
the question is, how do you translate the Chumash? That's a chok v'le'aver. He gets his tishnai. Means that he gets the two halakim. It's chok v'le'aver, or the chelak ha'chora is chok v'le'aver. You're right. You speak me more that they're not identical. That one is a din b'teres tishnai. One is a chelak chitz. The dinim are not identical. Shad's going to get to this pasuk. Of course, ben asno yake lot is lot tishnai. What does that mean exactly? Like the Bach and the Rashash, the other Rashash, in between them.
Yeah.
In between the Bach and the Rashash. That's a serious shot? I don't know. Gotta look it up in Chesh Mishpat, see. These are Dinatar every day, these Dinatar. Dinatar come up, Hilchos Yerusha is very important. If the father writes a will and he says he's giving his daughter this, and he's giving his this, he has sons and daughters and everything, so the fact that he gives his daughter is Lamala Lamora. It's not Kal. If he wants to give his daughter, he has to make a Kenyan. He has to make a kinyan that should be chal mechayim, not a kinyan that's chal amis. He can't give the daughter the teres yerusha if his man that they're sons. Only bein ben abonim he can single out, but he cannot take out a bas from makam abayim. Bas from makam abonim is not considered in the yerusha. But he says v'hoi v'yom hamchilo as bonim atarad nashna reshut lab laham shalachom mishir said by a bein ben abonim, only if he's in line for yerusha. But the bas from makam abonim is not at all in line for yerusha. If the father leaves the suburb that he wants to give money to a yeshiva, to EJA, to some charity, that's a different thing. That's mitzvah the kind of yamim. It's a different story. But the folks can say that we have to honor his will with respect to charity that he did against. And if he writes the suburb, he wants to leave money to yechidim, to private individuals, not tzedakah organizations, then there's no din of tzavur. Then the only way to make it legally binding is so he writes it with a lawyer is lamala lamar. So the only way to make it legally binding is to make a kinyan, to make a haknoa mechai.
Mm-hmm. even if you don't get the solution, so you get it in a kind of thing, or else you get it all anyway.
No, that doesn't mean a mitzvah, it's only for tzedakah. If it's darker, so then you say mitzvah kind of is very poor, that's when he's very poor. And he wants to leave him not to cover his illusion. He wants to leave it to Torah tzedakah. I don't think so. He leaves for his son, it's the Torah illusion. Son gets the Torah illusion, doesn't get the Torah
tzedakah.
What's the problem with the Torah tzedakah? Chaim Eiser has a tshuva where he mevarah that. But they're not mevarah in the Gemara. It just makes the whole chiddush that mitzvah lekam divrei meis applies there even though it's not hushlosh mitzvah lekam. Yeah, while he's alive, the king has to take a second Mishayim.
There's
an interesting sheet in Tubetzis and Bogdata, just a collector's item. It says that any king in Lachamisa is only with the Rabbonim. And I'll tell you the din only is that ain't get Lachamisa. That's our doctrine, Tubet, that based on base, ain't get Lachamisa, that's a din there, right? An ancient style lachamisa is only a gzera de rabbanon not to get. The pashtus is that it's not so. The harav asmi writes on Baba Basra. The pashtus is that ancient style lachamisa is the same thing that writes. He didn't get lachamisa. After the machna died, how can the style take effect? He's not a bottom to be machna.
The question
is, you have to decide how much he wants to give his daughter. If they want to give his daughter $100,000 or $1 million or however much he has, he has to make his tithes. In Chaim, I obligate myself to give my daughter $1 million, only collectible a minute before I die. He doesn't want to collect the money now while he's alive. He can live for another 50 years. Collectible a minute before I die, on the condition that I don't change my mind. So I always decide, I don't want to give his daughter. That's how you, and you have to make a kinyan like that, not just to write a will. And I'm machna to my daughter. You write a will is not a kinyan unless you give the shtar to the daughter. So it's a kinyan shtar. A machna. But if you don't, you just write a tzavo and you leave it in your file cabinet. It's not a kinyan. Make either a kinyan suitor with the daughter or someone else representing the daughter. Make a kinyan shtar. Give the shtar over to the daughter or to someone else representing the daughter based on the din of Zafi Yom Shlomo Fah. Then it'll be valid. You have to make the obligation has to be chal taketh in the yad, and the right to collect it should be shoachas kodem yisos. If you make the obligation chal, I only become obligated to shoachas kodem yisos, then it's a problem of ein brera. If you cost me the right ein brera, then it wouldn't work. As you say, I obligate myself to give $1 million or $5,000 to my daughter, me'achsho, so then it's okay, then it's mevura. But I don't want it to collect it now. I want to spend the money. I want to have the right to spend the money now. They say, and she should only have this kusviya, the right to collect it. Shah has cut it inside. But then there's no problem of grave. This is a din that's neglected. For many years, religious people have been making secular wills and violating the Dini HaTorah. The Ramban writes that these are not some statements. So Yuchel Levaker means he is unable to. So Yuchel Levaker means tukshot, and number one, he is unable to be Levaker. Can I give the pishnayim to the kosher? The number two is an avera. Lo yuchal avaker, the Ramban writes. He says on this, this is an avera. If a religious man, if a Jew, makes that a will, k'neged din haTorah, in a form that it's not legally valid, according to the halacha, then the Ramban writes that he violates the system. And he has a korban asu, a yakir, the Ramban says it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah says to make the will, if you want to make a will, lo yuchal avaker is allowed. That's an essay. We should see to it that he does the Yerusha properly. Only the Ramban. No, the Ramban is the only one I think is counted as an essay. He said that this is a lois essay and this is an
essay.
He's unable to, yeah. He says, I want his private to be chal shorachas kodem yisos, then the halacha would be that ain't brerim. Even though you know what the chalois is, you know the nature of the chalois, but if there's mana chalois, is ain't mevura, so then the Gemara says in Gittin, stakan ar sugi, on the first half of Sukkot. The Gemara says in Gittin that if a man says, I raise a gittach shorachas kodem yisos, that's also no good, because I say ain't brerim. Since at the time that the get is chal, I don't yet know that it's shorachas kodem yisos, I don't know till later. When he dies in 10 minutes, then I say, 10 minutes ago, the Shoach is cutting me soft. But at the time to get the chal, I didn't know that it was being chal. But the Gemara says in Gittin that that's no good, because they ain't brer if it didn't their eyes. They ain't brer if it didn't their eyes. You have to say me'achshon. You have to say, I raise the Gittin of me'achshon in Matin.
For a guy, when you say that he the proxy. We take right to the proxy in time of conception. That's why a... is that true? I have a couple of steps.
Time that he made his will, he was very rich, and he obligated himself to give the daughter $1 million. At the time that he dies, all he has is $1 million or less. It comes out the daughter's going to take all the money. So would you say that the umdan is that he didn't mean it in such a case? Probably would. You have to have a deterrent to determine what the umdan is. Probably would say
that.
You have to determine a tavor based on the umdan. What did the fellow mean? A lot of times it's very strange. A lot of times lawyers write wills in very unclear fashion. Rob called me up this week about Vintero got a tavor. It's very poorly written. So poorly written. So based on the way it was written, the Yerusha should have gone in one direction, but it was pretty clear to all the people in the family that he didn't mean that. He meant something else. He meant to punctuate there. It wasn't punctuated yet. It should have been punctuated differently.
Right.
The Gemara says not so. That's only the Torah Yerusha you can. But the Torah Haknois or Shibudim you can. If you're Makno, you're Meshabed, then anything goes. The Gemara still says that it's not proper to be Mabanachla to take away the whole Yerusha from your children, from others. You should always leave, even if the children are not religious, you should always leave them some Yerusha. You have to leave more Yerusha than a bunch of Ishmael. There's a discussion in it. How much Yerusha should you leave your own children, and how much are you permitted to be Mabanapo to others? So that's not already, that's not an issue there, right? That's what the mother says, that if the Chachamim feel that it's improper to take away the Yerusha, even in a legitimate fashion, give it all the way to the doctor, to make Hashanoah to other people. You should always leave the children some amount. So that's not like it's how much. The whole discussion is focused. Chumash has later the din, right after Korah and the Pasha, the Chumash has the din of Ben Torah Amorim. The Pasha, Ben Torah Amorim, and so, B'chol Yisrael Yishmu Uvi Yiro. How is that possible? B'chol Yisrael Yishmu Uvi Yiro. Everybody's going to know that. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and Daf Tei Tes now, quoted over here in the Torah Amorim, that Ben Torah Amorim is one of the four people who need Hachroze. The Chumash has this expression at war, with respect to four people who are guiding, Chumash has it by Eidim Zaymimim,
by Yedim Zemlin, he doesn't quote it, by Zokan Mamre, by Mesiv, and by Ben Sora Mora. That the Chol Yisrael Yishmael Rov, the Chol Ha'am Yishmael Yishmael Rov. So the Gemara says, how is it possible the Chol Yisrael Yishmael, how can it be that everybody will know? So the Gemara says, normally when someone's Chai Misa, so you make a Gemara dinner, you give him the Misa, and goodbye and good luck, and you bury him, and that's it, that's the end of the story. But here, by these four people, you have to wait till everybody's Ola Regal to Yerushalayim, and then you have to give the Misa right before Yom Tov, and then at the time that you give the Misa, you announce in all the newspapers in Yerushalayim that everybody should know that the guy got Misa, and thereby you accomplish the Chol Yisrael Yishmael Rov, that as many Jews as possible will notify about the fact that the person got Misa, because everybody came out, everybody will be Ola Regal, a high percentage of the people will be Ola Regal, and you've accomplished a lot of announcing about this. Why does the halacha, why does the Chumash single out that for these four, Manishtana, these four from everybody else? Because there is a kosher, there's no kasha. It's a question, is there anything behind it? So it could be, some say that it could be that these four have one thing in common. The Mora says in Sanhedrin, with respect to the din of Kaliya, it says also in this big seven, right after Ben Sora Mora, it says, Chayiya v'yish chayt mishpat nobis v'humor, v'kavisa oisoy alei. That if somebody the guy needs to, so you give him Taliyah after he's dead. You don't kill him by hanging. Not that you give Misa by hanging. After he's dead, then you hang him. Why? Because he was Mekalo of Hashem. But one time is of the opinion that call on this, call on this one. That's the opinion that Rashi always quotes. Rashi and Chumash and Rashi many times in more quotes that opinion. The pastor says that we don't pass him like that time. The pastor says we pass him like the Chachamim. That Eina Niskalela HaMavarach Es Hashem V'Ho'idin Avodah Zarah. So it says Tequila to the Kim Tola, because he was Mekalo Hashem. V'Adinami Avodah Zarah, which is Hukash from the Gadim. That's the pastor, that's how the Rambam pastor, that's the pastor what the Din should have been. That's why I didn't say that. Rashi thinks the pastor like a blazer. Call on the screen. The Gadith and Ogad Abu Dizor. The Chacham Hol Megadith and Ogad Abu Dizor. Any of this belong to Megadith and Ogad Abu Dizor.
And Rashi
quotes a blessing that call on this column this. Now the Zainu Amma call on this column this. Mishanami Kikila Selekim Tolin Hamvarach Es Hashem Vestila. Rashi Hachomish and Rashi on the Gemara many times. Whenever the Gemara talks about Tuliya, Rashi only says call on this column this. But I want to point out, around 5-6 times in Shas, I want to point out, it's very strange, it sounds as if Rashi feels that that's the Iker people. Like a blazer against the Chacham. That's the question, how you should pass. So the Gemara says, even if you feel that Kolan is Kolan Nitlin, that all those who get Tequila have to have Tulia after they're dead, but still, a Ben Sora Moro who gets Tequila will not get Tulia. But then the Gemara says, maybe he does get Tulia. A whole discussion in the Gemara, Daphne Zobim and Allah. What's the issue, whether yes or not? The part of the story is that it says, Yechir B'ish, Chet Nishpat Mavet Rumi, Nisha Nera Mishum Chetoi. So the Gemara says that the Ben Sora Moreh doesn't get Nisa. Mishnah has that also. Ben Sora Nerag Al Shem Sofo. But the Pashup Shat in the Mishnah is a different story. Mishnah is asking, why does he deserve such a terrible honor? Just because he stole money from his parents and he ate a lot of meat and he drank a lot of wine and he hangs out with his dead friends, and he gives him tequila. Give him all his son, you beat him up, you give him malchus, you put him in jail, you do something, why do you give him tequila? Tequila's the worst of all of the unsin. But the Gemara says, because I tell you, you're the most of Daito, the Sofo, you're going to become a murderer, I'm a lot from the Sabi, it's going to be hung up, he's going to do all the affairs later on. Later in life, he's going to be a terrible criminal, so we kill him, I'll shame Sofo. So the Pashup Shtad, the idea of I'll shame Sofo, and we'll explain why he gets such an honest, why he gets such an honest chomer of tequila, why not if it's an honest cow? But the Gemara says more than that, not some of Erech HaDrash, why he gets his Einish Chamur, that the Ben Sora Moreh is not Nereg Al Shem Chetoy. So this first, it doesn't apply to him. Chet Nishpat Mavet Rumah is not a Ben Sora Moreh. Then the Gemara says, you have Engir Tachamir Telo L'Rabbo, it has Chir B'Yish, Yish V'Loi Bein. And then it says, Chet Nishpat Mavet Mish Nereg Al Chetoy, so Tachamir Tachamir L'Rabbo, so the Ben Sora Moreh does get Tila. So the Ben Sora Moreh does get Tliya. That's the Gemara's Matkana, that if you hold like Rav Lezer, if you hold like the Chachamim, Eina Nitlela HaMagadah Shul Hoidra Abu Dizare, so first and foremost is not. If you hold like Rav Lezer, that Kolam is Kolam Nitlim, so the Gemara quotes that the Fairmanship writer that even the Gemara also because the same year Tachamir Tehler Rabbis. But this idea is part of the Al-Fusta though, that the Gemara is not Nerav Al-Shem Chesai, it's Nerav Al-Shem Sofo. What does that mean, Nerav Al-Shem Sofo? So the Ramban HaChumash has a comment. Ramban came out right to the favor, said all these four people who get the Hachrozeh, who require the Hachrozeh, they really, all four of them didn't really do such a terrible aver that they should deserve such a terrible aver. Let's say the Beis Magal has a Shaila Bat Tefillin. Mishnah has a Sanhedrin, the end of Sanhedrin. The Magal is discussing how he's supposed to make Zul. Kaddish or Yigriyach or Shemar or Yamishmoy. And this guy, the Zabba Mami, says no. You have to put in a Seret Adibra, you have to put in Bereshit, you have to put in other things. He disagrees. Alright, so he's causing his balabatim to say Tosul Atolim, and I'm the kindness of Tfilin. V'chohenu v'chohenu, terrible, terrible, it's going to be a breach in the orthodoxy, it's going to be bring about conservative, whatever you're going to say. But can you compare to Avodah Zarah, to give you a right, that you're going to give him an einish of skila? What big avera did he do? Mezuzah, he's talking to guys with the mezuzah differently than the Beis Magal. So such a big avera. So the Gemara says he's also Nerav al Shem Tofo. He's one of the four people who need the Hachrozeh. The Rabban HaChumash writes like that, mashma like that. And these four people, the Mases, I convinced somebody else to worship Avodah Zarah. I'm a kibbutz. I myself never worship Avodah Zarah. I'm a very, very religious man. But I convinced other people to worship Avodah Zarah as a big joke. So my avera is not so big, his avera is big. But the Torah says that I get, not only do I get an Oynish Mitzvah, I have to have Hachrozeh. So the Ramban writes that the Hachrozeh, B'chol Yisrael Yishmol V'Yirah, the reason for the Hachrozeh is that these four people, their Oynish really doesn't correspond to the Chomer HaAveira. Also, they attempted to be mocked with somebody, they attempted to kill somebody. It was attempted murder. Also, no, the mark was in the papers that he was punished because of the...
You don't make the whole of changing
for the bank or the bank owner? No. I don't know. Do you need half by an eight demon who only violated, who was only involved in Mammon, who wasn't involved in the question? Which is in Shanghai. Could look in the Gemara again. The Gemara again, you have to look a little more. He has to show that they need Achrozeh if an Eid Zayman was not getting Misa, if an Eid Zayman was only paying money. Rabban HaChumash writes like this, that the idea of Hakraz is that these four people, the Eitz Zaymen, the Mases, Zakat Mamre, and the Mestorah Torah, all four are really narrow about Shem Sofo. They get these sort of Makriyat Shishlaim and Adin. Kedeliyaseris HaNishorim, HaNishorim Yishma Niro, V'lo Yizikno. The other people should be frightened at their wits and they shouldn't do such an Aver. It's not that he's really Nenash because of the Chaynu Aver that he did, Nenash has a siyav to prevent other people from doing such an aver.
Right.
Hashem Tov doesn't mean what he's going to do in the end. It means to prevent other people. To prevent other people from doing this avera. All other mises, every other Einish mises in Malkus is the Sho'ovah. And these are all Shem Sofo, the Haplo, to prevent him or other people, to prevent other people from doing such an avera. It's interesting, it could be that these four people have another thing in common. It could be that all four don't require Haftarah. The Pasuk says by Ben Teremar, the Yisru also. So Rashi and the Gemara has a machlekes with the Rambam. Chazal Nishpon says there seems to be a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam regarding it in Torah Mura, whether he needs a haftarah or not. Rashi says the Yisro also, that means that the parents have to give a musta. Part of the seder of the Ben Torah Mura is that the parents should try to straighten out. If they didn't try to straighten out, then there's no din of Ben Torah Mura. But it really doesn't say that you have to give a haftarah. It really doesn't say that you have to give an answer. The Mishnah says Masr also, so Rashi says it doesn't mean that. It means that the parents have to give the kid Mishnah. The Rambam says you have to have Asra, the Rambam writes like anybody who tried Mishnah Malkus has to get Asra. And Rashi and the Mishnah seems to be agreeing with the Rambam. Where do you have a case that clearly doesn't need Asra? Ibn Zanimim. The Mishnah says it's Suda, so Ibn Zanimim don't need Asra. The Gemara presents it as a technicality. The Gemara presents it as a technical reason why you can't. But there's a Rambam, but the Rambam gives a different reason. The Rambam says, with Yishenbo Maisen. So the Raja there, what do you mean, Yishenbo Maisen? The Gadda is also in Bo Maisen. You know, the Gadda, Yishenbo Maisen means it's only Dibur. And even in the Dibur, it's not Maisen. You know, the Gadda doesn't need us. Well, whoever heard of such a thing? So the commissioner says, okay, maybe the Rambam has it, and the Gadda also doesn't need Hasra. The question is, it doesn't make any sense. It's because the Abeire is done by day Dibur and not by day Maisa, so therefore you don't need Hasra. Why? But that's not the Maisa Haver. Maisa Haver is only the Abeire Shekhar. That's Mutter. That part was Mutter. That wasn't the Abeire. That was the Hefer.
But you can't be able to be finished.
Yeah.
So that's part of, you have to
get the cleaning up is part of the heter, that's the mitzvah to clean up. Yeah, they're in. You should come to bed and you should clean up and say the truth. No. Cleaning up is not about there. If you clean up, you don't say anything about
it. No, but you have that.
Abeir,
you have a
lot,
which by, you have to do a
mitzvah.
But
that's not part of the Abeir, they just said. It's not part of Eretz Yisrael standing up. Standing up is an incidental thing. You have to stand at the time that it does the other thing. Sarah Morris seems to, the Hazanish writes, it seems to be a machlokes Rashi and the Rama. Rama writes with Purish, you know, Mamrin and the Sermon, he tells the same as anybody else in Tantor. And Rashi and the Mishnah says this ahead, and Masrin also, Rashi says it doesn't mean that you need Tassaro. It means that the parents have to give a Musa, as it says, the Yitro also. And then the Shemeh, the Kol Aliv, the Kol Aliv, the Yitro also, the Lord Yishma Aleyem, that the only time he can become a Ben Torah Mart, the Yichai Nisa is, if the parents try to straighten him out. If they ever try to give him any Musa, then there's not been a Ben Torah Mart. So from the Rashi, it would appear as if Rashi holds, not really, the parents, as it says, from Rashi, would appear as if he disagrees with the Rambam, and holds that you don't need Tassaro. By Ben Torah. Yeah, the Chumash is clear like that. The Yisrael also means the parents give them Musa. That's clear, the Pshat in the Chumash. But the question is, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, a Matrin or a Matrin bow, they have to give Hasra to the Ben Torah Morah. So the simple translation is the way the Rambam writes it. The Edim, but somebody has to give Hasra as he's about to do the Aveir. And the Rambam writes, just like all Chayim Mitzvahs and the Chayim Malkus, need Hasra, so the Ben Torah also need Hasra, same as everybody else. No, that's not a good thing. No, whenever a person is Chayim Mitzvah, you have to have a Hasra, and you have to have kosher Edom to testify that there was a Hasra. The Edom don't have to give the Hasra. One time it says the Yadin has to give us that. No, a shade. People see a shade. A shade is not kosher anymore. No. It doesn't have to be kosher. So the Chazanish writes that it seems that it's a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam whether Ben Torah Mor needs Hasra. Edom Zanim and the Gemara says don't need Hasra. The Gemara says because of a technical reason. And the Rambam writes no Talocha that you'll be shame Bo Maisa. What's the name Bo Maisa? The Rabbi says, what do you mean? The Gadda is also in the Maitre, so it doesn't need Hasra. Because Mishnah says, yes, the Rambam will say you don't need Hasra, but it's difficult. Why should that be stuff? So the Yeshivas, they say in the name of Rav Chaim, that the beer in the Rambam is the following. Rabbi Ponis considered this the most typical Rav Chaim, very typical Rav Chaim. I don't exactly understand why. He gave this his endorsement. Considered this typical Rav Chaim style beer in Rambam. That the Yeshivas, they say in the name of Rav Chaim, that what the Pshat and the Rambam is that the only time you need a Hasra is when the person gets an Oynesh, the Sha'ovar, because of the sin that he has done already. So then you have to label the Avera as an Avera de Mezu. So even though we know that it did the Avera de Mezu, we know that he knows it's an Avera, we know that it's awesome that it's going to get the Oynesh Mitzvah, but in order for Halachis to label it as an Avera de Mezu, you have to have a Hasra of the Shas Maizu. But what if the fellow is not getting an Oynesh? Lisha Ova, because of the sin that he has done already, is getting an Einish at the Talshem Ha'asid, getting an Einish because of something else. So even though the Halacha says that Ein Einish Melem came as Tirim, can't give an Einish if the person didn't violate some Aveira, the mazes, so I'll call the Aveira, he did the mazes. You know that the Aveira the mazes anyway. It's just that it's not labeled as mazes, it's not labeled as a full mazes because there wasn't any hasra. The Rambam is writing that that cloud, that the label is the Aveira the mazes, you require hasra, that's only needed when you give the Einish Mishavar, because he has violated some Aveira. But whenever the Einish is sort of Hashem Sofo, not Mishavar, then there's no need for hasra. But if you follow Rav Chaim's interpretation in the Rambam, it could well be that all four, if you put together Rav Chaim's view in the Rambam, with the Torah more. Okay. But if you put the Rambam, may not exactly hold the Hashem Sofa the same as the Ramban HaChumash. But if you take the Ramban HaChumash, who says that these four who need Hachraza are all basically not being Nenash Meshavar. It's all as a deterrent, lahavot, to prevent other people from violating this type of other. If you use this Rav Chaim's view in the Rambam, with the Ramban, it could possibly come out that all four of these people would need hasra, I'll be thinking. So this would follow well with what Rashi seems to imply, that the Mesora Mora doesn't require hasra. And also, there is a Gemara that's mashma in the end of Sanhedrin that a Zaka Mamri doesn't need hasra. The Pashto Sag Mora is like that, Zaka Mamri doesn't need hasra. And in the first in the signature of Zakamami on Pesach, it says, Mars Marshall Zakamami doesn't need us well. And as far as a Mesis is concerned, there's a Machlokes Rashi and Pesach on Dat Ches in Sanhedrin, where the Mesis will come from. The Pesach says, yes, Mesis does need us well. Just that he doesn't need the same kind of a Hasra that everybody else needs. You can have a weaker Hasra, because the reason why you require such a strong Hasra to label a person as a Mesis is based on the principle of the Hitzilahu Eidah. So when it comes to giving Din in the Fashas, we always try to give everybody a break. So we give everybody a break, and we say that unless there was a very clear cut Hatzra, Terki the Deeper, prior to the Aveira, we label the Aveira as Shegek. Even though he knew what he was doing, and he knew what the Einish was, we label it off Din as Shegek. But by Mesis, where the Gemara says that the Dini Hatzola don't apply, the Hitzilahu Eidah doesn't apply. Because it says, Nechomish Lestachma Velesach Hatzola, that part of Lassachma Vashachasa teaches me that there's no Sanhedrin about Lamaginim. Because Lassachma Vashachasa is Megala, that the Mitzvah of Hasola doesn't apply. So therefore, you don't need such a clear cut Hasra. So you just need a weaker form of Hasra. That's how Taisa says. But you do need a Hasra. And Rashi on that path needs to learn the Gemara Kipshuto, Raisi Kipshuto. That a Mesis doesn't need Hasra at all. So if you put together a kind of beer in the Ramah with the Ramban HaChumash, could well be that that's the beer over here. The all four of these, according to Rashi, don't need any hasra, because none of them are nenash l'shaavar. It's not an einish mekomer for the sin that he did already in the pit. It's rather as a deterrent that the Holy Soul Yishmi Yiro, lo yizik no.
I'm talking about
Islam
is a
great thing. Right. That's all you did. Let's say you have a very great time of Mechal Shabbat. So one time the Rabbi Yisrael Yudhi said, Chover ain't a Tara Hasra. Arisha Haver, ain't a Tara Hasra. We passed the Nasa, Chover Tara Hasra. Even a great time of Chover, he was clearly doing the Aver in there. There's no doubt about it. Nevertheless, he needs that Chover because it's a Zeru Takosu. He needs Tila Hoedo. It's a
Zeru Takosu.
Say, even though he's doing the Avera clearly, the name would be labeled the Avera as the Shogeg, unless there was a Hasra right immediately preceding the Avera. The only time you need Hasra is by giving the Pasha to my mouth. It's the only time you don't need Hasra by Knaas. The moment you don't need Hasra, only by the Pasha and by mouth you need Hasra. But by these four, it could be that Rashi Shita by all four of the five Mises that don't
Kybinesis will require hyperosis, could be the all four have this one thing in common that none of them need any extra. The first pair of the is more close to Bryce, and there's a difference, there's a contrast between Mason. Shar Chai Benisi Shabbat Torah. But Shar Chai Benisi Shabbat Torah, all other Chai Benisi need Haftarah. Mesis doesn't. What do you mean Mesis doesn't? Mesis doesn't need Haftarah. But you don't need such a formal Haftarah like you need by all other Chai Benisi. A weaker Haftarah is also sufficient. Because we're going to want to look here. We're going to bring it to bed with Benisi, so then it's not going to continue to be a Mesis. And Rashi seems to learn the Gemara, the Braisi, Kipshuta, that a Mesis doesn't need any Haftarah, period. No reason. Doesn't come as it just translates the words of the Gemara. The Braisa says you don't need Asura. So it could be that Rashi holds that all four, Adam is under the Gemara, says you don't need Asura. And Zokin Mamri, the Prosh of Shach in the Gemara, the end of Sun Hezid, and the Sukhi Zokin Mamri, that's the Kaya. So also seems to say you don't need Asura. And Rashi in the Perek Ben Sarah Mora, Alpi Pshuto, learns that Adam Ben Sarah Mora doesn't need Asura. So it could be that all four don't need Asura for the same reason that the Rambam is. You have to say that I'm going to work on because it says the gambol of humus. You need to abandon kafir sasha. You need a bezin of 23 to be done a shara niska, but there's no niska that needs to be lowered. And the Gemara also says that by a lace, it's possible to find a vehicle, so there's no need for haftarah, so you don't have the 90. So you have other chavi nisas, you have all the dinam of Atzal.
I have this kind of theory when you wash the Rambam, there's no maisa.
Rav Chaim interpreted that the Rambam meant is that the shame bar maisa means that his oinesh is not Mishavar as in a comma for the Avera that he did, for the Maisa Avera that he did. He has to have done some Maisa Avera in order to get an Einish. You don't give an Einish Shavuot unless the person did an Avera. But the Einish that he gets is not because he did the Avera, but it's rather Al Shem Hosin as a deterrent that other people shouldn't do such a thing. The Shem Bo Maisa, Rav Chaim interpreted, means that the Einish is not. The Einish is not Mishavar, but it's rather Labo. According to Rashi, all four of the people who are there about Shem stay from, and therefore need Hachroza, would not need Hachroza. Right before he's about to steal the money from his parents? Right before he's about to eat? I mean, it's a combination of different pu'ulas, so when would you give it out to? That's a good question, I don't know. Looking around. I think the actual Avera is the eating. The Gemara says the Avera of the Azhara for the Ventura Mora is L'Sof Lo Al Adam. The Gemara says in Tehem Da'at Tam Adin. So the actual Avera for which you get the Einesh is the Achila, not the Stila. You have to look in the Ramah. You probably write this quickly. Ramah, you do need Hasra. You would probably write that you need the Hasra immediately before the Achila. There is the din of Kovar Abriyas in this Yisrael.
The Kavod Abiyah applies even to people who are punished and Einish Nisa. The son of the Blas Alay, the person is was Nisa. The Kilos of Kim Kavod. Who is Mikalas Hashem, he's Eved Avodah. Nevertheless, he says, the son of the Blas Alay, he shouldn't be made in his Ameis. And the Gemara understands that Halamas Ameis is because of Kavod Abiyah. He could have interpreted the parts differently. He says, the Kilos of Kim Kavod, that Moshe Rashi says the ruler shall not, so it's a present of his brother, which was man was created to throw him on the king. And Rashi quotes the Medrash, Moshe, the two brothers who were twins, one was a melech and one was a criminal, and then the criminal is punished, the people think that the melech is being punished. So maybe one could expect shot in the Pasuk that the son of Allah Ta'ala is a bizarre after his brother, but the Gemara says otherwise. The Gemara says it's because of Kavod Ameis, because of Kavod Abiyah. And therefore the Gemara says that this din applies not only to one who is killed by the dealer, even to all Harugi Bezdin, and even to anybody who died a natural death. So the Mishnah points out that there are two Lashonos in Gemara Sanhedrin, that it is din, and it's necessary to bury on the same day, and the Lord says not to wait till the next day, cover the grain of Yom Ahu. But if somebody dies 9 o'clock in the morning, the Hatkinah is a mitzvah to bury him before Shkia. So it's cover the grain of Yom Ahu. And even with the Yevon, if he couldn't bury him before Shkia, the Hatkinah should bury him by Laila, not wait till the morning, in order not to violate Lo Tzolim with Lo Tzolim. The Rashash writes in Sanhedrin that Lo Tzolim, he only violates with Lo Tzashaka, like Lina. Lina by Tzolim is with Lo Tzashaka. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has two Lishonos, where the Din, the Natera only applies to Haruge Bezdin, and the Rabbanim applies to any person who dies, or the Natera applies to any person who dies. And that's how the Rambam writes it. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avot. At the end of the Rambam, he writes the Dinam of Kvura, the Mitzvah Kvura. So he writes that it's a Mitzvah Sefer Menatoris to bury anybody on the same day that he dies and not to leave him over to the next day. And the Gemara understands that the reason for this is not because of Kavod Hashchina. Kilos of the King Tolu has nothing to do with Kavod Hashchina, because of Kavod Abiyah, because of the Kavod Hameis. What happened to Pelidei with Lobo? What if they left him over? What if they left him over to the next day because they wanted to notify more people to come to attend the funeral? So then the Gemara says that it's mutter. In the name of Lodo, the Haviloi Orem and Tachrishim, or to bring the children, to bring more people to attend the funeral, then the Gemara says that there's no violation. I, the Akronis, using this a problem of Loi Dashin and time of the Kro. It's Machlek Zakshin and Rabbanah. So they say Dashin and time of the Kro, Loi Dashin and time of the Kro. You have a din in the Torah, a mitzvah or an Avera. And you know what the reason for the din is, and you know a situation where the reason doesn't apply, should you say that since the Tama mitzvah doesn't apply to the whole mitzvah doesn't apply in this case, or should you say no? That is a life book. Even if the reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply, the mitzvah of the Avera still is binding. But that's my place of Shimon and Rabbah. Shimon holds our Shimon time in the Torah. That the reason for the mitzvah regulates the applicability of the mitzvah. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. We don't pass my Kav Shimon, we pass my Kav Rabbanah. Lord Hashem and time before, so that, wait a minute, Katasha, how can you say over here, the Chavatolot Hashon, quotes Katasha from early operating, and take that thing and others, how can you say over here that having the reason for the Din of Losol Nevelot Allah Eich is Kavar Abiyas, and whenever there's no problem of Kavar Abiyas, by care, but in there with Lodo, you left them overnight because you want to have more Kavar Abiyas than it's Mutal, what right do you have to Dash and time before? So the Chavatolot Hashon quotes the Gemara in the second parak in Sanhedrin that whenever, when did the Rabbanan hold that? Where does she in the time of the Kor? When the Chumash doesn't write the reason for the din. But if the Chumash writes the din, the Mitzvah Yavera, right next to the din, the Torah writes the reason, then the Rabbanan would not call that, yes, that she in the time of the Kor. So the Torah itself says the reason for the din, next to the din. So the Moshul, the Pasuk says, later in Kisei, say, you're not forbidden to marry Amoni Mayavi. Period. So the Gemara in Yibamah says that the Yisr is limited after to Amayni Belay, Amayni is Mayavi Belay Mayavi. But the women from Amad Amayav may marry a Jewish man. Why? Because the whole reason why the Torah is Jewish. Amad Amayav is Azar Shal Akib Nesh Kama Lechem of Amayin. And he's dark on the Kadmin, the Yisha ain't dark on the Kadmin, so it's called food about Smer Ophanim. It wasn't to be expected from the women that they should come with the International Red Cross and give any food to the Jews. The men should come. He's dark on the Kadmin. The women wasn't expected. If they want to come, it's fine. That we don't expect, they're not mechuyev if they do it, it's very nice of them, but they're not mechuyev, so we didn't expect it of them. Since the whole reason why we're not permitted to let Amon and Rav marry into the Jewish nation is because of this leader law, and that should only have been expected of the men, not of the women, So Lagabi, the women, the reason for the Yisra doesn't apply, for the Yisra doesn't apply. So the question is, Baboy Dashi Natan before. So the answer is no, it says Mekurish in the Patrik. It says the reason right next to the Yisra. So the reason is written in order to regulate the Yisra. So the Kalatel Sashan writes, the same over here, it says, we're from the Velasa, it's called Big Grand by Yamahu Kikulas and Kim Togwas. He says, the Gemara, Bashpsh, Rashi, from the Shem, kills the Kim Togwas differently. He's the Kalar of Hashem. Some of that's on Derech HaDrash, because he was in the Gade. That's on Derech HaDrash. But what the Pshut Hashem Mikro, because it's a Bizoin Tashem, perhaps the Pshut Hashem Mikro. So the Chavatal Tashem writes, no, the Gemara understood differently, because men were created by telling other things. So therefore, the Bizoin of Tavar Abir to the Nia, not that it's a Bizoin Ashkina to leave the guy hanging on a tree, not to bury him, to leave him out overnight. He feels that the King Togo, he says, every man has a telling other thing, so there's a Bizoin of the Tavar Abir, it's a violation of Tavar Abir. Since the Chumash writes the din with the reason right next to the din, and the reason is covered up here, and whatever the reason doesn't apply, then the whole lesson of din doesn't apply. That's what the Chabad HaSashon writes, that this is the Pshat that he's in. That's why Helen Erlach Lodel is Mutala Hatzim. Yes. I don't know. Rashi gives two other Pshat.
You have to bury even non-Jews. And Rabban explains that this half of the pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua, where it says that Yehoshua ben Nun killed the Laman Aleph and Lochem, and it says that he buried them on the same day that he hung them, in order to fulfill the pasuk of the son of Lot Aleph. Either they were nothing, the ones who said. Rabban says, no, it doesn't mean the beginning of the pasuk, it means to fulfill the end of the pasuk of Elisha Tamiyat and Moskva. And in Eretz Yisrael, there is a mitzvah Semura even on Nothing. That's why the post can point out that you have a problem. In Kutzalot, when you have a medical school, so you can work on non-Jewish bodies, and there's no problem of halon asameis. But the mitzvah tzvura, when you work on a body, there's two problems. First of all, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah tzvura. You have a body in your drawer, and you didn't bury it. You're in the bottom of the mitzvah tzvura, and you violate the life factor of the bottom of the life. You're in my bodily life, and you're in the life factor. And secondly, a meis is also b'hanor. Those are the two problems. If you have meis ayakum, the person doesn't know the common, and they say, Akum Amutta Banu. I'm your daily fasting against places, and they say, Akum Arosa Banu. So it's a problem. You have to ask exactly what they're happy with. They rely on the places in the common shop. They rely on the places in the common. They say, Akum Amutta Banu. But if you take a dead body and you study it for the purpose of anatomy, that's considered getting Anu. Now we're getting on the road. Okay. Maybe Bishat Satan? No. Real Pikos Nefesh is not considered. Look, if you check out of medical school, there are always 100 other people who can take your spot. There's no problem of Pikos Nefesh. We'll have other doctors. The Pikos Nefesh will be taken care of. Okay. One way or the other. No, they should all go to medical school and put them. They should have plastic bodies to work on. They shouldn't have Arab bodies. Two problems. One problem of Havonis Hameis, one problem of Isa Hanor. Hameis Ayakum is no need of Havonis Hameis, there's no need of Havonis Hameis, there's no Kamenis, there's no Isa Hanor. I'm here a daily constant. I'd like Tesis to do the Pajanat, to have an ace on it, a bonus, a shot, whatever, you give an ace on it. But in Eretz Yisrael, even if you work on a non-Jewish body, true, you may have a right to be made on the Isa Hanor angle, but the problem is the Ramban says that it's an Isa de Reis, it was a Tamis and Moskva. You're not permitted to leave Halonos HaMeis even make the yacht. This is the problem that the post can discuss.
Couldn't you say by the by catching the body, ultimately you will be in this facility,
Mitzvah's lovely honest mitzvah? No, it's only if he's doing a mitzvah right now. Now he's not doing a mitzvah. No, why has to be done mitzvah's lovely honest mitzvah? Means at the time you're doing the mitzvah, you say lovely honest Chumash has two psukim written one next to the other. Pasuk says, "There isn't much difference to the world. It's still on."
The rest of the episode is mutter, so that's the kasha we had.
You know exactly the terms. Why should it be mutter? To be the din of Loisa Tamei. Yeah. If I work on a body in order to study, in order to learn something, for the person to say that's called real on us, I'm getting on off. Responsibility is upon, let's say, garbage collectors or whoever, or the board of health. But if the medical student has it in his drawer and it's his cadaver, it's his responsibility, but that is his responsibility to bear. But many Pashtun say that even on Yeruday, it says that a Meitayakam is also Manoah, they say perhaps it's only also the Rabbanah. The Pashtun is really right. They're right to say that Meitayakam is also Manoah. They say Machabani that it's only also the Rabbanah. So maybe the Muslim Torah God will be in the market. The name of the Jewish God is only the other two cross now. That is correct. Shaila is how far, whether you master that Easter, that the Makabah says. If he's really dead, if the Jewish body is really out there and labeled as dead and you're not considered killing him, and the doctors really think that there's a chance of prolonging my life a little longer.
but if they don't really, if he's not really dead, so this is Tichan in. And then when they take out my heart, they put in the other heart. But then when they take on my heart, Rabbi Moshe says that it's a tzicha on me. Rabbi Moshe writes in the shul, it's that heart transplant. It's a double ritzicha. They're going to kill the other guy before he's dead, and then they're going to take out my heart, and they just killed me. And then they put in this shvacha thing, that who knows if it's going to work. That's a double ritzicha here.
The things that are more vah,
right?
By a
looper
or something.
Okay. Yeah, make sure the other fellow is really dead, and then that really seems that it's going to help for me. Instead, we also have a dream of Esther Dechaloises. The whole institution of Esther Dechaloises is based on the Smithas of Tukin. If one person says, Lasuba Shatnes, then Rabish and Yagdog, and the next person says, Vilam Tatal Chol Abrakapis, this Pashet of Hasabok. The Gemara explains that although one is forbidden, what is the Smithas of Tukin? And the rest of the Chumash, Sarif and Duration, Kirin, the end of the Mitzvah, the Machlej, the Satanai, whether Dashin is Smukham, or Dashin is Smukham. A Hekish, you do Dashin. Hekish means that you have two dinim written in the same post. But if you have two dinim written in two psukim, one next to the other, that's called smuchim, that's not a hex. That's an aflek that Yehudim and Hachamim, aflek is Hacharayim, in the beginning of the Zomish, whether the Hashim is smuchim or loy the Hashim is smuchim. So the Gemara says that we assume in Chumish, loy the Hashim is smuchim, except for Mishnah Tere, except for Chumish Dvar. Man is Tana Chumish Dvar, the Gemara gives that for two reasons. Then you think in the beginning of the Zomish, why Chumish Dvar, you do the Hashim smuchim. But this is the example of smuchim that we darshan, that we say there must be some connection between Pasuk Yud Aleph and Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Aleph in chapter Chaseis over here says you're not permitted to wear tefillin, and Pasuk Yud Beis says that you have to wear tzitzis. That means that tzitzis is doyech tefillin when it's necessary. When it's necessary, you have a beggar shell, fish tongue. You want to put in the tzitzis of the hechreach, you're going to have tefillin. Why are you going to have the hechreach tefillin? You want to have a tailor. The tailor is not only a color, the tailor has to be a certain type of material. The more learned up in the student, the tailor has to be a special color blue on a thread, which is a woolen thread. You can't make tailors on linen thread, or silk thread. The mitzvah thread is only fulfilled if you have woolen thread, or put a semer, that a dye that's set up tailor. So if you have rag, whenever you're going to put on scissors with tailor and a beggar shall fish on, you will be violating Tilayim, and that's why the Chumash writes the two dinim next to each other to teach us that Esther Dechaloses and Kol Terukul. We learn that in this part we get in Kol Terukul Esther Dechaloses. Usually when we learn Gemara we think that this is a remote concept that doesn't really apply to us because it's so limited and restricted. It only applies in rare instances. So the Beis HaLevi, one Shulah shakes us up and he says we're all doing Esther Dechaloses all day long. Why? He says that when people wear other kantis, they wear tissues and they don't have tailors. We only have love, we don't have tailors designed yet. So he says, we are all violating the Avera of Baltigra. The Torah says it's in Baltasis and Baltigra. So when does one violate Baltigra? Let's say if you have a tefillin has to have four parashiyos, if you have tefillin that only has three parashiyos for the Beis Yosef, for the Beis HaLevi, it's true, the Chelek Aleph, both the Rashbo and the first Perek and Rosh Hashanah, that's not Baltigra. He just didn't do the mitzvah of tefillin. Let's say a mezuzah has to have a whole parashiyos, two parashiyos in it. The Mizuz only has one parsha. It just has the Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael, that's all. So he says, that's not about Tigra. You just didn't do the mitzvah. You have a phrase, tzitzis that are too short, they're not long, the strings are not long enough. So that's not about Tigra. You just didn't do the mitzvah. So when do you violate about Tigra? Because the Rosh right, one only violates about Tigra in a case which is similar to the Mishnah's case. The Gemara, at the end of the first paragraph, Rosh Hashanah quotes the Mishnah in Rachi. An example of about Tigra, it's a rare example. If you have a carbon and you're supposed to be zorked down four zrikas or two zrikas, instead of zorked two or four times, you zorked, right, you zorked once. But since the evidence is that the carbon is kosher,
So you weren't yet to the mitzvah of Zichus Adam. You weren't yet to the Torah. The only thing is you did the mitzvah big Yiroi. But if you do a mitzvah with so much Yiroi that you're not yet to the mitzvah, then it's not Balfigra, then you just didn't do the mitzvah. But if you do a mitzvah which will have to be done, the Shlemusa like this, for example, that's the Chalitza also in today's service. Chalitza. If I can say I did the mitzvah and I did a hard stuff on it. I have the four parashiyos plus. That's what I'm saying. What is it called? Tikva? You're not yet. Some say that the only time you violate Baltasis is if you're not yet to the mitzvah. Whenever you do Baltasis in such a way that you're not yet to the mitzvah, then it's only Baltasis in the Rabbanah. Therefore, the Rishonim hold like that. No, the Rishonim hold no, that even in an instance when a pilot could declare, that the practice is not mitzvah to the eater. And you are being yoked in the you still violate our faces in the right. Let's say, Lamashal, I wear two shal roshes and two shal yads at the same time. So the Gemara says that's a violation of our faces. The Gemara says that's a violation of our faces.
The Gemara
says that you wear two shal yads, it's a violation of our faces. Okay, so for 2 days, you cannot say over there, Kol HaMoyt is Zoreya. By wearing the second Sholyad, I'm not yet to the mitzvah with the first Sholyad. They're unrelated, they're not connected with each other. The way you're doing anywhere in that whole range, so theoretically, you could have put two bots in there.
And that's theoretical, but then learn out
what the Israel is from the fact that you can put on two
bots.
No, it makes a statement. What the Israel is, it's a statement of a fact. Not a halacha, it's a halacha to you, a lot of books.
No.
It's the same physically. There is room in the head to put two bots. Unless you put on Tzvum, the Rashi and Rabbi Natan at the same time. That says in Shulchan Aruch, that's not Baltasar. Because in Manavshach, one is kosher, one is pasuk. Then there's not Baltasar. Let's say, for example, a person does not have a suffix where they're supposed to put the mezuzah on the right side or the left side, some kind of a shayla. If he puts two mezuzahs, one on each side, then the Binyan Kim says, another person says, there's no Baltasar. Because in Manavshach, one is good, one is not good. The only time it's Baltasar is if he does the Tosefes in Mitzvasta, if he does the Tosefes in the right way. Okay, put on a shalyad on the left hand, the shalyad on the right hand. And either the righty or lefty, but he's not the... Either it should be here or there. But then there's no Baltasar. Only Baltasar, you put two shalyads on the same one. So who are the nami in the Bahadurai? If you put on doing the Rashi and Abin Atam, so according to one nation, the other one is doing as possible, but then there's no violation of Baltasar. Any person just recommend that you shouldn't do it though, because even though Mokhi Yesh Barosh, Moniach Shnei Kfil, Mokhi Yesh Bayad, but our children are bigger, and if you just have it off half an inch, if you have one shalyad on and it's off half an inch, it's a fell, not so bad. But if you have two shalyads on and you have something off a half an inch, but then one of them is for sure no good, you have it off a little bit, so it's very no good.
Isn't that the same thing then as the particular? Because if I wear two pairs of clothing, I am even having it for them to sell about clothes.
The five Baltasis, there is a machlekes in the shayin. Do you violate Baltasis only if you do the hesaf in such a way that you're not yet to the mitzvah? Or even if you did it in such a way that you are yet to the mitzvah? Why? Because if we say by Baltasis, you certainly violate, for sure you violate Baltasis deraisa if you did the hesaf in such a way that you're not yet to the mitzvah. Why? So why it's called Baltasis? Because he did the mitzvah and he had extra. So you can say, loisa sifo ladavish anechim sabed. That's called hesaf. He did it and he did extra. But Leisigru Mimenu, why is it called Leisigru? Gronish Gitar. He didn't do anything. Let's say the guy blows Shaker. He only blows, he likes Truist. That's cool. Ki and Roshan, he only likes Truist. So that's not about Tigre. He didn't do anything. He just didn't blow Shaker. That's what he didn't. You don't say in addition to not fulfilling the mitzvah of Shaker, he also violated about Tigre. He didn't do anything. He didn't do the mitzvah of Shaker. No, but basically, if he did the mitzvah, he did more.
So we just said, we don't
mean,
Nateres, in Machlokes and Rishonim, whether it applies to Nateres only in a situation when you're not Yaitse, or even in a situation where you are Yaitse. No, but physically he did. He wasn't Yaitse, but physically he did the whole mitzvah and he did extra. He has a Shorosh, and he has a fifth parsh. He has a third Sadiq, the Spatin only. And that possible is the fact that he has all four. He has the four parsh, he has plus a fifth parsh. So that'll pass. So that'll be about Tayshid Direk. But about Tigra, if he's Megareth on the Mitzvah in such a way that he's just not Yaitse the Mitzvah, so he just didn't do anything. So why is that about Tigra? That's the Rajvot Sanya. So when do you violate about Tigra? You violate Lamosha that case by the carbon. You're supposed to do four Zrikas, or three Zrikas, or two Zrikas. And but yeah, but if you only do one Zrikas, you will Yaitse, the carbon will be kosher. So what if he goes ahead Lahatzive, knowing that he's supposed to do two, three, or four Zrikas, and he does one Zrikas? So he did the mitzvah lahatchila in a fashion that it's only good for the eved. But the Rashi says, that's what the Mishnah says, and often that's an example about Tigra. Or the Mashal, another example. Chumash at the end of Kiseitze has a din of Chalitza. So Chalitza is a mitzvah, the Pasuk says. Why is Mecharis right in his Shuvah? The end of Yeshua says, so it's Machlokes in the Pasuk, the Chalitza is only a matzir, the woman is waiting for the remarrying. The Chalitza is a mitzvah, even if the lady is 95 years old, and manages to remarry anyway, no, it's still a mitzvah. That's a deal in the pasuk. Rabbi Zuchar explains that Emek Yeshua, he says that it's a mitzvah. He proves it. Baharaya says in the end of Nida, Samachol and Bei says that. Baharaya, that the din is that there are three parts to chalitza. You have to have chalitza, taking off the shoe. You have to have kriyat of sukkim, kriyat. You have a kikin, the fitting. We pass in Laloka that the only thing that's ma'akid is chalitza. And the kriya and the rikika is not mi'akid. So the question is not mi'akid, so why do you need it with chalitza? This is right to klal in the end of Nida that there's never any lachatchila deraisa by a matir. By a matir, by a get. Whenever you have a din lachatchila, that's not miyati b'riyad, it can only be the rabbon. You can't have a din lachatchila by a get. A get is not a mitzvah, but you say, you gotta do the mitzvah b'shlei mutzim. B'riyad, if you did it like that, it's also koi, and you also yaitzim. A get is not a mitzvah, a get is a matir. Tzimun a mikveh, tzimun a mikveh is a matir, it's not a mitzvah. So you can't have a lachatchila deraisa. On a level of the Rabbanan, you can have dinam lachatchila by tzila and a mikvah. But on a level of the Raisa, it doesn't make any sense to speak of lachatchila by the Yevid and tzila and a mikvah. And Chesed says, nevertheless, you have lachatchila by chalitza. It says on the Chumash, it says lachatchila you have to have kriya, tzatzukim, and the rikiki in addition to the chalitza. And the Yevid, if you omit it, the kriya, the rikiki, the chalitza would be good. So Chesed says like that. Rabbi Zahab just quoted the text. Chesed says, you see the Kurish from the Chumash, the chalitza is a mikvah, it's not only a matir. It's a mitzvah. So what if a person goes ahead knowing that chalitza is supposed to consist of three parts, he goes ahead and he leaves out the other two parts. He has no time for all this nonsense. He just does the chalitza, and he doesn't bother to do the kriya sabtukim, and he doesn't bother to do the rikika. So that would be an example that he violated Bal Tigra. He did a mitzvah, which should have been done b'shlei mutzah in one way, and he did it shalom b'shlei mutzah l'chatchila. So whenever you do shalom b'shlei mutzah, so then the Beis Halel, he crosses the Nara's floor, that one violates Balfour. Yeah, Shaskhati, everything that you're doing. And then you wouldn't go for Balfour. I think you have to have done. Everything's still, you only have one thing for that. Yeah. So then Shaskhati, and it's something that's coming in. You know, well, then the Beis Halevi has this child exactly. That's what Rabbi says. The Beis Halevi says, how are we committed to it? This is not as a true that we need, that the Chayla does not make Kevin to follow. But we'll have to have that Chayla. So we put on the sisters, we'll have to know that we don't have any Chayla, so we're violating Bal Tigra. Doing the mitzvah lachatchila shelo b'shlei mutzah, so he says, well, we don't have any chayla. We have no breira. So you say, esei derech haloitzer. He says, esei derech haloitzer. I want to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the mitzvah of tzitzis is derech haloitzer esei abal tigra. That's what the Beis Halevi was, not my church. Beis Halevi claims that we're all walking around with esei derech haloitzer esei all day long, that we're all violating abal tigra by wearing tzitzis without chayla.
They're not down all, they went over all.
And the lulav and dalad minim is counted as one mitzvah. So the Rambam asks by himself, how do I know that he counts the dalad minim as one mitzvah
and Shayyad and Shalosh is two mitzvahs. So he answers simple. Shayyad and Shalosh are not Yachim Zezer. You can do one without the other. So therefore, it's clear that there are two separate mitzvahs. Much anything, the Bala Mitzvah, the Lula Bala, Yachim Zezer. So therefore, then Yachim Zezer, that's one mitzvah. So Rabbi Neil HaFadli from Baghdad asked the Kasha and the Rambam, how come the Rambam can't say this in Lavan? As what mitzvah he himself says, and whenever they're not Liyakim Zezer, that's an indication that they're two distinct mitzvahs. So you should have counted Lavan as one mitzvah, and Chedek is a different mitzvah, and he doesn't. That's the point. So Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam answers in the Sefer Maisa Nisim, simply in the back of the Sefer Maisa Nisim, now the Sefer Maisa Nisim, paid for by Mr. Nisim. The Sardi lives in Paris by the name of Mr. Nissen, and he paid the money. So they write on the first page, they're naming the book Meister Nissen, because it was paid for by Mr. Nissen. So they should say, whenever you're close to the Meister Nissen, he says, he doesn't understand why it's called Meister Nissen. He never saw any Nissen in the floors there. Just playing Lombus, just playing the caches of Rabbeinu Abam, and the Tarusim of Rabbeinu Abram and Ram. But on the first page of the book, they tell you why it's called Meister Nissen. Mr. Nissen paid for the book. It's called Mr. Nissen working. Meister Nissen. The caches of Rabbeinu Abam, the parish that Rabbeinu Avraham ben Aram gave. He said, by chelus and love and shul, it's not miyakim zeh, but if you only have chelus, but you only have love, and the mitzvah shalad yishle musa, the mitzvah is incomplete. It's one mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah shalad yishle musa, by shalyad and shalosh, when you have a shalyad and start a shalosh, the mitzvah shalyad is yishle musa, the mitzvah shalad yishle musa, the mitzvah shalosh is yishle musa. There's nothing missing. That's where the Rambam holds over there, that the candidate is two distinct mitzvahs. But here, let's say by chalitza. Also, they're not the actions very good, but you don't count them as three different mitzvahs, Kriya and the Kikya and Chalitza. There's one mitzvah to do Chalitza, and the mitzvah of Shlomo is to do Chalitza with the Kikya and with the Kriya of Tukin. And to be aware that if you did the mitzvah of Shlomo, you would also be Yotze, the mitzvah should also be Mutara Kwashu. You wouldn't require even the same mitzvah that they should repeat the whole to do over the Chalitza tomorrow. To be aware that the mitzvah is good the way it is. So that's what the Beis HaLevi says, that all of us are walking around every day with an extra day Chalitza. Because it's the actual kind of thing. We don't have any space. And we want to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis is going for the life center of all tzitzis. That's what the Beit HaLevi says. You only have to try to avoid using the head. Hutra and Hutra. But if A is Bechadi, it's not that B is Hutra. A is Bechadi, it's only Bechadi when it's E Epsilon Kai Shneim. And there is Epsilon Kai Shneim, so you have to try to avoid using the Yechia. No, you are. You are the kind of without the Tevet, but you are very popular.
Even
we pass in the prayer of enemy at
Kevin.
Right, that's the machlokes ha'tanoim in the Mishnah. In Perek HaTchelus, there's a machlokes ha'tanoim, whether Chelus me'at Kevin is a lovon or not. And Rov HaRishonim pass in that Chelus is not me'at Kevin is a lovon. There's a Baal Hamor in Shabbos. Baal Hamor, Masech HaShabbos, in Perek HaMam HaBlikin, pass is like the other Tana, like Rebbe, that Chelus is me'at Kevin is a lovon. So the Ramban writes there in Bema Midlikin that he shaman, he kibalnu edusa, he writes that he heard that the Balamor never works with him. So the point of the Balamor, there's no mitzvah at all. Okay, there's not there at all. The Imam that had faith. The Imam that had faith, and it's still a machlokes, but it's not there at all. The days of the Gaonim, the Chelus disappeared for some unknown reason. The days of the Gemara, the Amorim had Chelus. The Gemara in Menachos talks about the preparing Chelus. And somehow in the Tukas Amorim, in the Tukas Hadronim, it already disappeared. I don't think it means like this. Let's say I can do a mitzvah with a hidden mitzvah. Let's say I can daven with a minyan.
and I'm lazy. So I don't get up in the morning and I daven with Tefillah. Since I could have davened Mitzvah Behindura with that Tefillah with Tzibur, and I didn't. So therefore, the Baal Tzibur, I'm Mishkama, that's not. Or anything that's Mishkama, that's not. That's not the same. So you have a Mitzvah, Shaboy Bishleimus, incomplete Mitzvah, complete Mitzvah, extra special, super duper, or star Mitzvah. That's a different thing. The Mitzvah is Bishleimus, even if I don't daven with the Minyan. But if I daven with the Mitzvah, I daven with the Minyan, then it's a Heather Mitzvah. Then it's a heathenism. So if I do, let's say I could have easily bought, not a multi-million, I could have easily bought a fancy restaurant. Instead, I buy a cheap restaurant. Instead of buying a fancy mezuzah, I buy a cheap mezuzah. So I could have done a heathenism and I didn't. That's not Baltigra. I mean, Baltigra means I could have done a mitzvah dishlay mitzvah, perfect, complete mitzvah, and I did it in an incomplete fashion. That's Baltigra. But just because I was mezater, just because I was mezalzal and fulfilling a mitzvah of bihidura, that's a big one, so he didn't. But that's probably not about people.
Why
not? You can wear all day, about it, with the bracha too, right? We can't even say a bracha mitzvah. Tosha says, when I repeat a mitzvah, that's not baltesha. Baltesha means I add something onto the mitzvah. Let's say I picked up a lulav and I put it down, I pick up the lulav again. That's not baltesha. Tosha says, let's say I have zrika sadam ala mitzvah. If I have a korban, I'm supposed to be zerik one zrika or two. So if I'm zerik on all four corners, that would be baltesha. The Mishnah says as well. That's quoted in the third parashah in Rosh Chodesh. But let's say I'll be zerik many times on the same corner. And Tosha says that's a repetition of the same mitzvah, that's not adding on to the mitzvah. And Tosha says repeat the same mitzvah is not a violation of both. And the rabbi tefillin is a machlokes ha-poskim. Some poskim hold, some achronim hold that it's a mitzvah l'chatchila to wear the tefillin kol hayom. That's a l'chatchila d'oraisa. It's certainly a mitzvah l'chatchila to wear tefillin kol hayom. The shalom goes into l'chatchila d'oraisa, l'chatchila d'rabbah. But that's the mitzvah d'shvei mutzah d'oraisa, so then abanit is not kashrut. Even if one should say that when I'm sorry, the mitzvah is only to wear once a day, every day, it still doesn't count as true baltesha. So repeat the same mitzvah, that's not baltesha. Yeah, well, even if I put on another pair of tefillin, it's also not baltesha. That's not like another karen on the new thing. It's not baltesha. Baltesha is, I wear two shalyads at the same time.
Why is by the
what's the din taka? The person takes off his tefillin and then he puts it on a few hours later. He says the bracha the second time he puts on tefillin. That's a machlokes in sukkah. Machlokes atanoim. We pass in tefillin called manshe minichah mevarchalem. What about lulav? I pick up the lulav in the morning and then I want to pick up the lulav. I want to shake lulav again in the afternoon. Do I say bracha the second time? But that's a machlokes. Rashi shikri that you say bracha on lulav the second time just like you say bracha on tefillin the second time. And we don't pass on that Rashi. We pass in that lulav not. They're only tefillin. It's a good question. Why? Manishtan, a lulav and tefillin? Why is there a difference? I don't know exactly. I don't know.
There's all the people
who actually
pick up the
ashram
with the
Muslim
and the Chinese.
Right. Point to Rashi, there's no problem, but we don't
pass on
that.
So what is he saying
about there? Rashi holds the mitzvah again. Rashi holds the mitzvah. The other Rishonim hold the reason. So I point to the other Rishonim. Why is tefillin the reason? Mitzvah again is taken. No, Baltesha is what to pick up the lulav the second time. No, it's Chavivita Mitzvah. It's Baket Mitzvah. It's Chavivita Mitzvah. You should hold the lulav all day long. Not a violation of Baltesha. But there's no Kima Mitzvah. Right? So why by Tfilin there is a Kima Mitzvah the second time? So you tell me you have to say, because Tfilin is a Mitzvah on Yichon Lachat Chila Kol Ayer, either the Reis or the Rabbah. So that's why you're fulfilling a Mitzvah the second time. But by lulav, it's only an act of Chavivita Mitzvah to hold the lulav the rest of the day. It's not really a Mitzvah of lulav. It's a Mitzvah of Chavivita Mitzvah. Different mitzvah. I mean, not a mitzvah lulav. So on that, the other Mishnah holds that there's no bracha. You're not really fulfilling the mitzvah lulav.
Thank you.
Kumish has a bit of Malthusian, as he said, and he says that Simon Shaver points out an interesting Heorah. He points out a Chiddush and a Dinder Raisa. Simon at the very end of the Sheikh Al Rama. He says there's many differences between Malthus and Lisa. One difference is that by Lisa he's dead, by Malthus he's not dead. That's a major difference. And another major difference is that by Lisa, the Kima Mita has been dabbed to Shaloi Bifnei Bezu. When the mitzvah is administered to the person, the dead is not supposed to be present. The dead is supposed to be sitting in the city. The mitzvah is supposed to be a chutzpah. But then it came Malchus, the Chumash says, the Tila HaShov has been told the Chumash, that the Malchus has to be administered in the presence of the dead. That's what it says in the Chumash. Now, trying that this has a whole Kiddush, a questionable Kiddush based on this Pesach and Chumash. He points out a din d'oraisa, a difference between Malchus and Lucy. What? Yeah, he says that you're not yet there. Some clip, some hakor biyama, it's not called malchus. That's what Kant says, there's malchus. You give the malchus, shlovi shnei bezin, and say you're not yet there, and it's called yirim malchus. You could disagree with Abkhan, okay. Abkhan finds that that's what the Pasuk says. Yeah. They give the Malchus in the presence of the Malchus. Which is the strongest thought, that time or the time? I don't know. Okay. Finish. The sentence is finished. You can argue. I don't know. Kumish also has a din in this schedule that when the soldiers go to the army, they have to be careful that they don't have any soam or aglaim or ambrose. So the I have to say that when you're davening, that you're not permitted to have elbow and swing a mirror of life. The pulse is not talking about that. It's a bit hazardous.